we're talking in the middle. He is going on Yagata Matsasi and so on. And basically we're saying that Torah does not, the Mazel doesn't apportion Torah downwards. It's not something that's given over to the Mazel that it can actually come down through the Mazel. And the person has to work for it. He says, my person shouldn't think that that's the Ikasatishmaya. Don't think it'll come automatically. So it never comes down in a Shemaim to you. You have to climb up towards it. So even though you find a lot in Chazal about Tzadishmaya, about Tfilin, and all these inyanim, the behavior in the oifin of when I go there, I get Tzadishmaya that it follows through okay. So there's always the element of Tzadishmaya to help me move forward, to help me climb up. But the Tzadishmaya is never what comes down dumped into me. It's a famous story with the guy, and this is one of the stories that's actually written, that Chaim Volozhin writes, that they offered him to Menashe Mayim to come and to teach him, and he refused Magidim, because he said, Torah has to come, you know, has to be through Yigi Badafka. And it was a certain deher, that if it's being dumped on me, that's not really Torah. And Torah only comes when I, you know, when I'm climbing towards it. So the Satishmai is that I can get to it quicker, but at the end of the day, it has to be my Yikir. The way he's understanding it is, it places Torah in its rightful makom amongst all the other Nyanim. The other Nyanim are under Mazel, they're under the framework of some sort of Nesina, and B'meila, it's possible that it comes through some sort of Siyata Rishmaya. Parnasa, it's possible theoretically that a person not be Torah at all. That at least that the mon comes. If a person has tremendous bitachin, it comes down to him. But in Torah, no such mahalach exists, because that would be afka of understanding of where the place of Torah is. Torah, the only mahalach is to struggle to understand it. Satishmaya can work, that my struggle is easier and so on. The Omer Shechavarecha Yekaimu Oisabi Yadecha Pirush. Af im Ein Kan Rav, Yeshcha Lilmoid Menachaveim Shem Boim Imakam Teira, Biyavir Atari Moim Biyadam. So he says, I would think, okay, let's say I don't have a rabbi to learn from, so what I can do is we can figure it out together. If I have a rabbi can teach me, I myself can't figure it out, but if I work with a group, we'll figure it out. So he says, he has enough to go to a rav. And we'll see in a second. V'amal loshin yekaimu oisav yadecha. It says yekaimu oisav yadecha. Le'omah shechavarech yilando. So first of all, why is the loshin of chaverim yekaimu rav yilando? Devare ina chaverim yilando mesada. So if we're working together, if we have a group of people in the same darga, it's not the pshat that I'm learning from them, but rather with them together, the mukmid shmeitzer. Avuilim la'atav doshe sofcha v'kaimer sebiyada yishirsh lam shum esupik. Ve'ein la'achshes imkein afilim arav ba'ir gagin tov shegel makum teira. Valtayme shita v'achrecha. Shedova ze einoi. Ki dova ze nikus shu gerilu makum teira. Teira kashe yilich ne'rav lomoit. Avol Let's explain this. So he's saying over here that the melitza that he's using of shitav achrecha and yikaimer sabiyotcha and so on, is like this. When a person has a Rav, there's always a Havik Goyle L'makam Teira, because when I go to a Rav to learn, what I'm doing is I'm saying, I where I am. And it doesn't have to be a physical Metzius as much as an intellectual Metzius. I and my Metzius where I am don't have the ability to shtaltzu, to learn. So when I'm going to a Rav to learn, what I'm saying is I have to go up and get Torah from a certain place. If I learn with Chaverim, so his lesson is sometimes I go to my friends and my friends come to me. It's not just kind of the social aspect of it, you know. Chaverim, I don't have a problem. I don't feel like call up, pick up a phone and tell my Chaverim to come here. It's not the knach over here. The main knach is the ability of the Chaverim to... Chaverim and me are on the same plane. We both have the same Havana, and it's a glorified Masa Matan. When I try to figure out something myself, I work it through. Sometimes it's not easy, so I need Chaverim to work it through with them. But at the end of the day, it's a pchina of working something through with somebody else. And that means that, so let's explain the ramifications. Let's say I have something where I feel comfortable. I can work it out myself. But it helps to have somebody else to work with me. But the other person is a peer working at the same daga, just two hands are better than one. So when that's the metzius, I really feel that the item itself is not above me and beyond me. It's on the same level that I am, except even if it's the same level, I have to work it through. I have to figure it out. So the people that I work through, being that they're equals, means it's the same mahalach, same darga of das, same darga of tefisa, same darga of atana, and metahaduchet. Masha'im kain, when it comes from a rebbe, I have to go to the rebbe. I have to reach out beyond and above me, and there the pshat is I have to go to something. So every learning with a peer is shava b'shava. Every learning from a rav is a goyle l'makom teira, and it physically represents itself. Nobody would call up the rav and say, you know, maybe how about coming to me for the share today, I go to him. It's I stole suit to him, and that's where I get it from. In a certain way, the learning from a Rav Dafka, you find a Hagadoris of a Rav Muvak that you learned the Ikri Chachma from him, Swayf Svara, and so on. The Nakuda is, certainly, even in Talmud Torah, if I have certain yesedis, the other in Yanim I can work out with a Masa Matan. If I heard a shir, and now I'm trying to work it out, if I sit with the Chavrusa, we work it through. So the Pshat is with the Chavrusa working through, I'm not going to get an influx of new material. I'm not reaching out for new material, for something above beyond me. The material that I have, I need to clarify it and sort of figure out all the details. So certainly a chelik of what we call Talmud Torah is certainly going to be with a chaver or with yourself, where you push it, trying to work through the things. But the idea that you are going to draw Torah through a higher channel, take it from someplace that's above you, beyond you, that's a Torah learning from a Rav. It's one of the Nyanim that, you know, it's a very striking when the Rav starts, Hilchos Talmud Torah, he starts with Kishinantam Levanecha, which is strange. He should say, first you should sit and learn, and then he should say, and you also have a chiv to teach your kids. So obviously, Shatov Vanecha is a fresh pasuk, and Vagisa Laila is not. It's a pasuk. It's Yeshua. But Hogufa Kasha, why is it that Allah is Steldevek, with the teaching the child is the main pasuk, and the other ones are either Nevi'im or the side psukim? So the answer is the Etzem Suras Halimut. That's the core of Talmud Torah. It's a raft to a Talmud. But you can't start the halacha, because since the chiyuv starts at a young age, there's no, the rabbi couldn't put down a halacha that's negiah to 5-year-olds or 6-year-olds. So the halacha starts with the tzura of teaching. So it obviously means that a person needs to teach his child. So the Rav Talmud type of learning is the Iker Talmud Torah. And that's why it's Mishnah to Vanecha. It could have been, we would think that one would start by saying, okay, Rabbi said go to the Rebbe to learn. But since even a child is Chayev, it can't be that a child would be Chayev that a child would be hard to go to Rebbe, obviously, as a 5-year-old, 6-year-old. But that's the real tzura of it. And it has to do with the fact that Torah, it's a nitfa, something above any shayfas, anything that's natural and innate to me. So any type of peer learning is like learning yourself. It's the same dag you are, and it means that I can figure out Torah, means Torah will be by me automatically. So let me one more knage. The going there besides the tircha that's included in going to a rav and a bilmak and tera and so on, there's another chelik to it. It means also that in the world of judgment and svara and right and wrong, I'm going to the das of my rebbe to figure out right or wrong. When a person has a rebbe, the first thing, I mean, one of the primary uses of it is that he's able to determine what's far is sensible, what's off, what's a narishkeit, what's a good kasha, what's a kasha, but it's okay, you can live with it. All of those in yanim, the only way it works is if you sort of start to and you say, I'm going to try and understand, pull myself up to understand that mahala. How does a person then choose a rebbe based on that? That's a good question. But I'll go upon him. If a person is closed to the idea of learning something new, and I'm not just a piece of information, I'm talking about mahalach, an understanding of tfisa, then the person is saying that the Torah comes after me. Here I am, this is my mind, these are my basic understandings, and I expect the Torah to follow. It's not that something that really its das, its seichel is beyond the person. If Torah would be common sense, then certainly it could come to me. In other words, something that fits naturally to me is going to come naturally to me. So being goyla means that the thing is in a place that I'm not. the north of Israel. And after the north of Israel, you can't be mighty dollar me there, Dava. But you got a little mile of that there. So the few madrigas, the miles of Kessel, is Ksiv, Ethel, there, or in Olav. The like Siv Loi, which you can't see there, Shulchan, of Zermis Beach. The Lamed Kapir, and if Dallas, to Allah Kessel, Kessel, live on other, and Beshev, but there, Olav. The Chaim is there, Tamats, my entire voice will echo. I can't say Torah is part of the person. So it is never an automatic situation where my das mashava is Torah. Matzazagati means, yeah, that's just the way I see it. So when you have two things tied together, then they'll automatically be together. Since they're not tied together, they're different and so on, it doesn't go together. I want to add a shtickle I saw this week, actually, in this week's, last week's Yisrael Torah, an akeda, a big akeda, that speaks about, I guess what's called today natural morality versus Torah morality. He speaks about killing out the Bnei Shechem and so on, the religious, the morality of it. Was it right? Was it not right? And so on. And he says it's a fascinating piece. It's really a very, very fascinating piece, and it should be it's something worth going through, really. But his point goes as follows. His point is that a person has a, he gives a marshal of a tree that has roots and a trunk and the branches and the twigs and the leaves and the fruits on. He says every human being has some sort of nefesh, and rooted in the nefesh are certain yesodis of Taif, and as he builds that out, he builds out a moral picture of the world. And Chachamim Gedolim, like Aristotle and so on, built out moral systems that are appropriate, and these are very good. So he says the morality that's common or natural or whatever you want to call it are these ideas that people develop from themselves, and it certainly lifts them up higher. He also adds, by the way, this is fascinating, he says that the Aristotle did a tremendous job in his book of ethics, Nicomedean Ethics. And he says that we owe him a big Ashikayah, says, despite the fact that one could find in Torah all of those in Yanim, but not in a structured way where you could say, oh, you know, I want to look at this or that. It's once you know it, you can find it in Chazal and Psukim. And the man, we owe him a tremendous Hakaras HaTov, that he provided for us a structured overview of ethics and what's right behavior, what's wrong behavior. So it's very, very fascinating that he says that. That's Agavurcha. But then he says and therefore whatever is not Oisgehalten, Alpi Sechon Das Adam, is really, really wrong, and so on. He says, our roots are rooted in a gilui from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megal in the title, what's right and what's wrong, and the lefida, in other words, and therefore how ought we do things, that's based on that. And the Mela, there can be times when it clashes with our sense of right and wrong morality, and it's not a kashta, because had we been drawing our, then if we take the Akedah as an example, the Yaakov doing that, through shyness that are now mine, then it's correct. Then these are the rules. But our guideline, our baseline is from the Radafka. The Mela, I don't remember if he says why or what, but at least in terms of the in terms of the Torah, in terms of what determines the right and wrong, is that, I mean, it could be he's going with the Rambam who says that they deserve to be killed in Bnei Shechem because they were Ifrantinim. Whatever it is, that's already the, but at least understand that the yardstick that we're going to have to measure it with is going to be a yardstick of Halacha and Torah Dinim. Okay, any questions, any points?
When we say that the Torah is Nivdel, it's not Rishayach to say Chaladim and it's Lamala, I mean the whole Musag of Mishpatim, which obviously is Shayach to us and it is something which to a great extent we understand, but so it just means that the Mishpatim, it's not obviously as simple as Lisi Yitzach, and it means with all the details, Navizrayu and these things, or it means, what is it? But what about, there's going to be... No, I was just going to say that, there's numerous situations which the Torah and Chazal don't speak about directly, and a person needs to be machlet, kathir there, seichel, hopefully seichel yashar, whether or not this is right, ethical, moral, teredic, and so on. I don't know, let's say to be mechaya, a ger toshav, there's no musik of a ger toshav, bizman hazeh. So we're going to say that, nowadays there's no inyan, and it's a false rachmanis to go ahead and start giving out money to these people, because the Torah was kiveh, it's only bizman shayevel noyeg, and there's no such musik nowadays, and therefore forget about, what appears nice to you, because the Torah only limits, there's lots of these types of situations. Right. Okay.
You're supposed to go and to use all the areas that are not refurish. You're supposed to use some sort of judgment to get a sense of a judgment called the Satus Daimitadis and the Ruach of the Torah. The Ruach of Torah would tell you like this. In those are the areas where there's no.
Right.
What makes learning with a Rebbe more shaykh? Why does that make the Torah more shaykh to you? Because you're learning it from a Rebbe?
A little more, can you chop that a bit?
What makes learning Torah with a Rebbe more shaykh to you? If Torah is nivdal, if Torah is not shaykh to a person, then why is it when you're learning...
It's like when a person learned certain svaras, and you know, this is not right, this is right. Many of the things that you learn from a good Rebbe are things that you sort of you needed to accept something and to think about it and to work on it until it sort of becomes ingrained in you, and then it becomes lundus. Let's say you learn lundus. At first, it's like just sounds like just words. Then you slowly, if you think about it, work it through. You understand it, but it has to start. If your attitude is, if the first time you heard a story like that was from a peer, you would tell him, "I know what you're talking about. You're dreaming. It's a thing, and it's dumb. You know, it's saying words." And I wouldn't bother to make that connection because I wouldn't bother to make the effort to understand it. But it doesn't sound. I would use my sense of right and wrong to answer. Now, be it, I would say, yeah, doesn't make any sense. So that's that. If I say no, he's a big rav and he knows and understands and I need to struggle too, then I'll break my head and at some point I'll begin to attend. It's like we do, you know, with less alumnus or deepest first, it's when you're struggling, so you slowly begin to feel out these things.
Yeah, right. And I think everything can stand.
Okay. Good. Okay.